Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our Royal News Flash with my Ron Swanson and Paula M. We have a few other wonderful panel members coming to join us today as we sort of dip our toe into the headlines around the royal family. Before we do that, though, I hope everyone is having a great day. We have a great question once we're done with the intro straight out the back from KLG, which we'll get into. But listen, Paula. You've had we've had the weekend. How has your weekend been? I know you've had a bit of a sad one.
Yeah, one of my horses died. Yeah. I'm not wealthy guy. When I say horses, I don't mean purebred horses. Okay, so don't go. It's like a field horse.
Hello,
hello, Tina. How are you? So nice to see you. It's a field horse, and he was 2 years of age, and he was bitten by what we believe he died because of poison of a snake, which is really weird because in that neck of the woods, we don't have poisonous snakes. There might be the odd one. So, and then I managed to sell 400 tickets, so we only have 600 raffle tickets to go. Yay. Thanks to everybody. I mean,
personally, I'm calling assassination attempt by the government on Paula, where they put a snake near her to try and take her out the game, or Megan has sent a snake in the post and it's just eating its way out of a bag. That's what
you know. What was the worst part, Ron? I'll tell you something that was grossed me the hell out. Okay. One time I was in the farm and you know, I was about to go to sleep, but then I move over and you can see the bed, but then I see something under the bed, but it was so weird because it looked like the bed was moving, kind of thing, and I'm like, that's odd, you know, and then I look again, it's like maybe it was a visual illusion, and then it did it again. So, and then I look closer, it was a huge snake. Whoa, I still remember man. That. It was so gross. I've never yelled at a girl before that day.
You heard any of Sean Atwood's stories about moving beds and moving walls from prisons? Yeah. About literally the cockroach infestation in his cell. Where it's one of the most traumatic things I've ever read in my life, and his story recounting the cockroaches has stayed with me. But Tina, how are you doing? You have frozen. Okay. We shall see if we can remove you.
We shall see Tina very soon.
I've added and removed. Yeah, well, Tina, you might have to rejoin. You're having some technical difficulties.
You know what's so funny? You try to put me off caffeine, you know. Tell people what you were saying about coffee.
No. It's not. So caffeine, as we know it, exists in the coffee plant, in the little cherries, right? It's a natural pesticide. That's why caffeine exists. And I think I freaked Paul out a bit. So it's a pesticide when it's in the plant against insects. But to humans, it's a stimulant. Do you know what I mean?
What did I miss?
We're talking about coffee because Ron was saying that
coffee
is a pesticide for bugs.
Yeah. I know way too much about coffee. I had worked as a trainer for Pret A Manger for their baristas for a couple of years. And the amount of useless crap that I have in my brain about coffee is phenomenal. Phenomenal. All because of a goat herder. That's why we have coffee. We'll get on to that in our day. But Tina, how are you doing? How's your weekend been?
My signal's it's been good. It's been good. Yeah. It's been okay. I'm on the podcast today on Apple and Spotify.
Oh, wow.
The Aftermath is 1% better podcast. So that's a bit of a proud moment, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
My weekend's been okay. The weather in the UK is still rubbish.
Yes.
So I was going to mow the lawn today, but, you know, it rained, so I figured I'd come and see you guys.
Yeah. Tell us about the podcast. Give yourself a little plug.
There's a lady called Heather. She does the 1% Better podcast where she speaks about her own journey battling eating disorders and stuff like that. And she reached out to me and asked me to go on, and I went on about a month ago, and it's gone up today. So it's a bit weird. I say you know a lot, and I giggle really nervously. I'm listening to it like going, oh, my God. No, it's really nice to reach out to more. So, yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And, yeah, is it live just now?
Yeah, I had a message this morning. It's live. So I was like,
if you can find us the link, we'll pop it in the side chat. People can go and listen to the wonderful Tina from the Aftermath. We'll check her out on TikTok and on the YouTube as well. But listen, I'm just going to trigger everyone straight out the bat with headlines.
Okay.
This one is a banger.
You said you had a voicemail or something, a message.
Oh, yes. Well done, Paola. Buenos dias. Is that what we say, right?
Buenos dias. All right. I feel like a Teletubby.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to be saying that every day, so that in a week or two we can brand that and bring out merch. So, okay, so Ron and Paula, I just saw the Mirror article from a few days ago saying Meghan and Harry were planning their escape route from the US because of Harry's visa court case. That sounds like a Netflix episode if this was a series. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, if this was a dramatized series, this would be the end of the season where they were like, deported papers would arrive, and then we'd cut to the next season where they're trying to come back, which is interesting. I'm going to let Paula and Tina talk on this, and then we're going to come to the first article, which I think ironically chains to this very, very well. So, Paula, what do you think? Do you think we could be seeing a Hail Mary escape plan because of some court issues?
Well, you know, for somebody, I got to tell you, they have absolutely no shame, because if I were Harry, I would be laying low. But you know what I think it is, Ron, that they make such public appearances and they try to imprint themselves in the public psyche so much to make it, people think, oh, you can't kick me out because I'm such part of this psychic. I'm doing this good show for Sente Vale, you know, here in the States, and you can't kick me out. Because I don't know if it's the fact that he's always gotten away with everything, because I know, Ron, that you used to, and you still do, part of you probably, the image that Buckingham Palace sold of Prince Harry. Prince Harry, what people knew, never existed. It's just a manufactured image of a really nasty person, in my very humble opinion. But if you think about it, he's putting himself out there like there's nothing going on, because, again, he leaves his problems to sort out. He creates the problem and then he wants everybody else to sort it out. In this case, it's the government of the United States. He went to the United States and through his actions, misbehaviors, he's causing problem for the whole government. And then he wants everybody else to sort it out in Buckingham Palace and the U.S. because he feels that, oh, if they kick me out, it's going to be a problem for the U.S. Instead of saying, I should behave differently, I should have done the paperwork correctly. I shouldn't have boasted about doing all those drugs in public, nor endorse or recommend which ones they should use, because that's illegal. Because he can't claim ignorance of the law. He knows, even in the United Kingdom, that's illegal to boast about it, which is why he waited so long to boast about it. And while he was outside of the country, because another thing I have to ask, and I'm actually going to put this forth in my in the military, is how can this man have been allowed to stay in the military for so long without a proper drug test? Because then this man,
that's an interesting one. Yeah.
Yeah, because this man was allowed to be, okay, he was not a pilot. He's never been a pilot, but he was allowed to use using Apache helicopters, which are massive. And then he was sent to war, putting at risk the lives of other soldiers if this man was such a serious drug addict. How can this man have gotten under the radar for so long with such heavy drug use in the military? Are those the standards of the military? Because even Randy Andy didn't do that, but Dirty Harry does.
Yeah, interesting. What do you think, Tina? Anything to throw in on that?
Do you know what? The escape flight. I'm guessing they're not going to film that like they did the freedom flight. I'm guessing we're not going to get like a running commentary of their escape out of the... Who knows at this point? I don't think they're going to get deported. I think it's all just a theatre right now where they're just trying to keep the people at bay. Yeah. And yes, we're looking into this. I don't think the King's son's going to be deported from America. I really don't. I feel like that projection and that protection over him, like you say, Paula, that the character they created in him, they're going to want to keep, even though it's blatantly out there. I think there's still that protection over him. He is the King's son and they won't deport him. Yeah, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. Now, thank you very much, 20 years later. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Now, I know it's Monday. I'm going to keep the trigger into a minimum, but we just need to acknowledge that we live in a world where this headline, right, is a thing, okay? So,
which headline?
I'm going to show you right now, all right? Just prepare yourself. Meghan Markle pushing for groveling apology from the royal family before return to UK. Not apology. You know,
that, unfortunately, that is true. But do you know whose apology she wants the most?
Hit us with it, Paula. Tell us.
Catherine's.
Of course. Of course. Because Catherine's got so much to apologize for. Do you know what I'm saying? It's wild. It's wild, right? It's the fact that pushing for a groveling.
It is wild.
When have you ever seen the word groveling and royal family, right, being in a sentence together that's played out well? Okay, never. Okay, it's never been a thing. No one's groveling. Okay,
she should apologize to that lady who the one, you know, there's a picture of her with that lady, the beautiful lady with the white dress that she pushed order in the way there. But I mean, I'm just gonna go get some more pesticide.
Yeah, all I'm some more pesticide.
The fact that this the demand of an apology, and do you know what the thing is here? Even if Harry is cowering away and he wants his family, there's no way he can say, look, Meg, you're being a bit dramatic now. Like, they're not going to apologize because he sat next to her with Netflix and Oprah. He's validated her every step of the way. So she's going to be, it's just balmy. And if there's any evidence that a narcissist can never be fed enough to the fact they're full, because she was giving it all. And what we've watched her do is backtrack and destroy it all in reverse, because that at the top was not enough, to the point where she's dismantled and destroyed it and gone backwards.
Can I just say, right?
Yeah.
We were doing our wildest things that Meghan will do in 2024 predictions at the start of the year. None of us seen groveling apology requests. Yeah. Okay, not groveling apology. So let's say they issue an apology in writing.
You know what, though? It's
like, is that good enough? Is that good? Is that groveling? I mean, this is a banger. Yeah. This is a banger.
Is she expecting a like coronation style event where we watch them come out and like, bow beneath her and say, I'm sorry, is that what she's expecting?
Like, I think she'll want a national holiday. I think Meghan D. is a real possibility. Okay.
Do you know what though? I watched George the Giant Slayer this morning, and he's bang on, isn't he, every time. And he said, you know, we've got this projection of everything's well and Netflix and the polo and stuff like that. The reality is, if you look at the rational reality, they are failing. They are like ducks underwater, their feet. Like, it's a disaster, you know? Like, and we're falling for this projection of everything perfect, but we know it's not, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So
I'm not liking thing. The Markles being attacked right now, though. I must admit, I'm getting frustrated with that.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Thomas Markle, Jr. I see Kinsey speaking on that this morning. The Jeremy Kyle sort of, I don't know what show it is. Jeremy Kyle, we're going in. And the reality is, people can go mad about the Markles all they want. But the reality is, when you've got the royal family who have to remain silent, if this wasn't the royal family and it was still on the stage and this family could shout back as well. Okay, so, like, it's really unfair because the Markles, I feel like they've been led astray and failed by the media. They've been silenced. You know, they're angry. They're frustrated. And yes, they're venting in their own way. But the negative vitriol coming towards them from the media as well now, I just feel like it just shows how the narrative about them, in Meghan Markle's words and how it all started, actually, Samantha is right in the way there's this slur towards their name, and that wouldn't have been there if it wasn't Meghan Markle doing what she was doing, in my opinion, you know? Absolutely. I think it just backs up Samantha Markle's wording, you know, right now.
I sent you guys that clip on the group chat where Jeremy Kyle is calling Samantha Markle horrific. Why doesn't she just go away or shut up? You know, it's like, she's horrific. Do you know the definition of the word horrific?
What's going on?
You go on an accident, when you go by something, a horrible accident happens, that is horrific, you know, like when something terrible happened. So when Jeremy Kyle used a talk TV show to describe Samantha Markle as horrific simply because she's having a lawsuit, because that's the only route she has to try and clear her name. And then he goes, why doesn't she just shut up? Why doesn't he talk that way about Harry and Meghan Markle? Because I actually sent that to Kinsey. I said, Kinsey, you know, like, and I was happy that Kinsey didn't buy into that. And I said, how can this man say that? Because Kinsey said, well, maybe she should use a platform because it's going to be hard to win that thing. It's going to be hard to win that thing right in the environment, the U.S. right now, because the courts are a joke. But Samantha, I applaud her. It took me 9 years to clear my name. And people are still, even in the chat or something, still trashing me about something that is a lie. You know, and you have to keep at it. But to call Samantha Markle horrific, you are right, Dina, because it's if anything, it perpetuates that Meghan Markle's campaign of defamation worked against the Markle. Because we saw that the emails that she was sending, at least a couple of emails she was sending to Jason Kunoff, saying that Samantha was a high school dropout, that she had met children from different men. So she wanted to portray an image of an uneducated woman with loose morals. You know, the only one who has no morals, or at least they're very loose, is Rachel Meghan Markle. I mean, we've seen Kevin Blatt. You know, we had Kevin Blatt on the show. He's done interviews with me. I mean, Meghan Markle is a woman with no morals, no empathy. I really believe that this woman is psychotic.
And the thing is, they're going on about Thomas Markle Jr.'s video where he's got this wig on and he's got the... Have you seen it? Oh, my God. But we all know there's more damaging stuff that Thomas Markle Jr. could be bringing to that screen. Isn't there?
Well, I mean, allegedly, possibly, yes.
Do you know what I mean? So, actually, I think I'd rather him being a bit silly in a bit, you know, than actually... because that family have been wronged. They are angry. And actually, I've done a post about this morning, because if it's true in King Charles wants to bring his sons together, which I can imagine a dad with a diagnosis of cancer at his age would want peace. He would want harmony, and forgiveness for him would be easier to find. But actually, if the world then watch on after we've watched the royal family be humanized in this way, and there's a lot of support for them, if they then watch on as Harry and Meghan reunite their children with one grandparent, I do believe the people will then start to feel anger, not only to Harry and Meghan, but to the royal family also, because that human element we're seeing in Charles, we're going to want him to understand. And we don't want to watch Thomas Markle go to his grave. We're not having that same peace and healing, because that just wouldn't not be fair. And why is it the royal family would be getting that and Thomas Markle wouldn't? And that is a social class divide of money.
This is a live show, so people are asking there. I think as well, if there's anyone on the internet, right, who has a right to dress up and take the mickey out of Meghan Markle, it's her brother, right? I mean, if people are getting upset because of the way he presents things or anything like that, or he does comedy skits and all the rest of it, it's his sister. So if he wants to express himself in that way, I think he should be allowed to do so. And that's just the way...
Not according to the internet. Apparently, if you expose a liar, you're evil. Not the liar, but the you know, like, if you expose a very public lie, like you are evil. How dare you?
Is this the Brady Bunch equivalent of being a tattletale? Is this what we're living with now? It's you're not only telling on the person, you're telling on yourself.
Is it that kind of thing? I just saw this. I sent you guys the links in our private chat of a video. I won't talk about it here, but it's amazing of the backlash people get when you expose a very public lie, and people, instead of saying, you know what, you were right, you caught this liar, they go, how dare you, you're defaming this person. It's like, no, the person who told the lie is defaming the person to begin with, and just exposing the lie without calling them.
Yeah, 100%.
I just couldn't even imagine for that family how emotionally angry and sad and frustrated they are, yet they're in this fishbowl where everyone can discuss them every day, everyone in the media, yet they come out and have a voice. And the worst thing that annoyed me with Jeremy Kyle, it was the reference to the fact that Thomas Markle is making money and monetizing his content. However, have we not just watched Harry and Meghan cash in and take millions of pounds cashing in off their family? So how is the... Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're
never
right.
Never mind just the family. Never mind just the family. Centevalle, Harry's exploiting Centevalle. And there's somebody here in the chat saying, oh, Paula is scamming the people. Like, I have a proper little school. Harry's being caught scamming and lie because the girl Liquezzo that he promised to help, you know, and I'll send you this. I think, I don't know if we talked about this, Ron, but it's here. I'll send you the link so people can see this, how Harry abandoned this girl Liquezzo. And in fact, organizations had to interfere with Centevalle in order to help them, because otherwise, financially, because there was scandal of all the funds that they were stealing, taking, allegedly, the guy, their director. I sent you the link, Ron. And then I'll send you to the private chat if it's better.
Send it to the private chat. That'd be great.
And just, then it's incredible because this is recorded. And I mean, this is horrific because I sent it to the private chat because Harry founded, according with this other prince, Centevalle, based on this little girl, guys. This little girl is the reason why Centevalle exists. And she was abandoned. She was never taken care of. She's surviving on 82 cents a day, if any, if she has time to eat. And it's absolutely horrific. I mean, and she came on the newspapers and said something like that. And Centevalle has only given her like 22 pounds in 2009 or something like that, like 10 years after. And she doesn't have any education or anything like that. And this is Liquezzo, you know, the little girl that Harry was holding in his hands that made him famous and rehabilitated his horrible image. Because this image, he did this after he was caught with the German outfit, you know. So this was all an exercise in rehabilitation. So not only is he exploiting the royal titles, I wish I had some to exploit my titles. I'm sure my raffle tickets would have sold it the very same day.
Yeah. But
he's exploiting, he's using Centevalle, and he hasn't been back in Africa, guys, to use as a backup, as a foundation to be able to do the show. And all the money that he's making is going to him, not Centevalle.
Damn. Yeah. Happy birthday. My cat's name is Karen.
Yes, okay. Happy birthday.
Let's just talk about some irony for a minute here. You ready to get all ironic up in this live stream? So, interesting. Prince Harry to play in charity polo game as Meghan's new Netflix series is revealed. Now, we were talking about the alleged possibilities that haven't been announced from Netflix, but have been announced by, you know, social media sources, that potentially there will be a new Meghan Markle series, cooking, how to make friends. I'll just let you take that in. How to make friends with Meghan Markle. Also, cooking. If you've seen the Friday show, we dissected what can only be referred to as Toastgate. Okay. The biggest conspiracy we have ever unraveled on this show. We exposed it. If you haven't seen it, go watch Friday's show with Andrew Gold. Postgate is a real thing, people. Okay? It's a serious situation.
I'm all for
seeing just how much content we got out of a 90-second clip on Friday. If Meghan gives us an entire series to react to, this is going to be amazing. All right? Amazing. But we also, of course, talked about the fact that Prince Harry may possibly be doing a show or on Netflix about polo. Personally, I don't know how you could stretch that out for a whole series. I see it more as possibly like a little documentary or like a Netflix special or something. But I mean, come on. Prince Harry will be captain for a fundraising polo match for African-based charity, supporting people who's living with HIV. Duke of Sussex will play play in Florida later, leading one of the three teams in the Royal Salute Polo Challenge, stage in the aid of Centebal, with this good friendship with Argentinian polo player Nacho Fugaras leading the other side. What do you think, ladies? Are we just seeing some Harry? Is this what Harry's going to be using for the Netflix series? Are we going to see this turn out to be a documentary? Is this the polo thing they're filming? Is this the only reason he's doing the charity match, to be involved with the Netflix? Do you think we are seeing a bigger picture here? What do you think?
Go for it, Tina.
I just think it's out there, isn't it? That, you know, you had Netflix following around. You had Netflix, and I doubt what won't make the cut on their Netflix is the way they made a woman literally crawl underneath them as they lifted the trophy a little bit because Meghan Markle wasn't happy with her standing next to Harry. So on the stage in front of everyone, she had to interrupt the flow and just move her out the way. And yeah, I just think, and you know, what other way to connect to the people than bringing them polo? The majority just don't even know anyone that plays it. You know, it's an elite sport. It's higher British society. That's where we place ourselves, these humble, ripped, skinny jean wearing people that they are. You know, it's just every action goes against their wording at this point. And no matter what they do, it will come back to bite them because they're not giving authentic, you know. They're just constantly, in my opinion, trying to fix the damage bit by bit, and it's just making it even worse. You know, they've backed themselves into a corner that much.
Yeah, I think.
And also, this is them. This is what Harry has grown up in.
Yeah. Okay. Here.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Harry, he's first of all, nobody cares about Paul in the United States, guys. That really is, nobody cares about polo. Had it been about football, you know, and yes, he's going to do this because that is going to be, they want to sell it as a documentary because they don't want to call it what it is. A fake stage reality show, because Harry has nothing else left to offer. He doesn't want to go back to Africa to actually do proper work. And those cameras are not Netflix. People keep saying that that's the whole Netflix cameras. They're not Netflix cameras.
Are they not?
Those are Harry's, because Archwell is producing that thing. And then they have to put it together. And then they sell it to, and then they show it to Netflix. Oh. And Netflix decides or not whether they're going to pick it up. Let's not forget Pearl. Let's not forget Meet Me at the Lake, where they had all these cameras following them around, because they have cameras following them around. What we're going to see is, when they get really desperate, it's a reality show and the footage of everything that they recorded, because they're that lazy. They don't want to do like proper things. If Harry wanted to do something life-changing, he would have gotten those very same cameras, hop on a plane, take him to Africa, tour the bag of people, tour the things with the African parks, do an expose about that.
Yeah.
And that would have been powerful. That would have been parallel with what his mother's work was, because let's not forget Princess Diana. Are there landmines? Hell yeah. I'm on a plane. Just put me on a commercial flight somewhere. And she goes to, you know, to the Red Cross. She goes on all those Land Cruisers with our air conditioning, you know. And do you want me to walk again through those landmines because you didn't get it the right the first time?
Yeah,
I'll go walk over. You know, there's even this reporter that he joked when she walked the second time through. She goes, "Oh, we didn't get really good footage." And she goes, "Okay, I'll go the third time." And go, no, we were joking. You know, don't go the third time through there. But Harry would have done that if that was his intent. Because this is the very same man who said, "Oh, the click of the cameras make my blood boil." You know, and here he is happily posing. I don't know if you've seen the article with the Daily Mail where he's checking the cameras because he thinks it's a director.
Yes, I see that. And that's you see. That.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I see him with the camera, and I just thought, this is where they are in control, aren't they? They are dictating everything. And that's why, you know, they're not PR experts. Harry is a prince who's been brought up in a palace where the PR has been handled for him. Meghan Markle is a basic, you know, smaller actress. What experience have they got of navigating? And we are watching the damage that they've created. And you're watching with that camera. And why are you? What do you know, really, about any of that? You know? Crazy.
Yeah. Ron, I'm sending you this because this is linked to this thing here. And you'll see Harry.
I've got the article you just sent over. Do you want me to bring that up?
I sent it to you. It's the one where he's checking the cameras and like this. He thinks it's a cameraman. He thinks it's a cameraman. He's not. Or that he knows about things, you know, Harry, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't know anything.
Okay, I'm with you. Hang on a second. I'll bring that one up. That makes sense.
There you go.
Harry looks relaxed.
I had to look twice when I see it because I thought, no, posh. That's not Harry.
That's Netflix. Okay, there we go. So, yeah, you can see him doing his thing here. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Fair dues.
Hold on, Ron. This has to be a headline. I've sent you a little video of Harry and Nacho. You have to play it because I think the audience, I mean, out of those 3 seconds, we're going to get about half an hour of content here. Let's watch it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. I need to. Let me see. Okay.
But can you imagine this man is, oh, this is the same man who used to get out of the bars and punch the paps, you know, the lonely pap that was probably chasing him or getting a picture was standing around Soho House or whatever, right?
Hang on a second. Let me see if I can get this on the computer. You just keep talking. This is one, yeah. Yeah, just keep going, Paula. I'm just going to download.
No, but now he's looking at those cameras, and it really bothers me because people say, oh, the Netflix crew. Those are Harry's. Those are the actual production. They have to produce, and I can guarantee you that when they get really desperate, they're going to sell all that footage. Oh, there we go.
Is he rubbing the dude's hand?
Yeah, the back of his hand.
Yeah, he is, right? Like, what is he up to? Like, don't get me wrong. I know if you clip something like that, you can totally take it out of context, right? But clearly, to me, that's, I mean, it just looks like he's just rubbing the back of his hand and trying to get his attention. I mean, we could sit here and pull it apart, make a big deal.
I'm sorry, Ron, but you can get the attention in many different ways. Do you see yourself doing that to your friend?
This is a dumbass. Dumbass. Maybe they've got some inside joke. Maybe there's some banter going on. We can all admit we've had some weird banter and jokes with our mates that if it was taken out of context, would look a bit
weird.
But
you're in public. You're in public there. You're getting pictures taken.
It looks odd. I do agree. It looks odd. But all I'm saying is, I'm just saying. If his head wasn't turned and he was just looking forward, slowly rubbing the guy's hand, I'd be like, that's a bit weird, right?
But I think he looked at him just to reinforce the gesture because probably Nacho wasn't paying attention to him. That is, I'm sorry, Ron. And you know what? I see a lot of Latin guys. A lot of Latin guys here, they hug each other, you know, and stuff like that. I would never see one of them grab the hand like that of another man. I'm sorry. They don't, and they hear they're very affectionate.
I get it. I'm not saying it's not odd.
Well, let's be honest. The old setup is just really odd, isn't it?
It's super odd. But I'm just saying. You know, they might have had, I don't know. I'm just saying, they're smashing. Yeah, exactly. Could be that, could be nothing. I'm just saying.
It's just not normal.
I'm not saying it's normal. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying, 3 second clip. I'm just saying, there's probably a lot of things that people have done that could be taken.
You know what he could have done, for example, to touch his hand, like, hey, buddy, you know, yep. Like, hey,
oh,
buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I get it.
That is very intimate. That is very intimate. I have tried because I've shown it to many Latin male friends of mine because they're very affectionate here. When they see each other, like, well, a mile away, they're opening their arms to hug each other. And they showed it to them. He goes, he's gay. All of them. Yeah, they don't even know who he is.
Maybe right before this, they stepped out to take photos. They all put their keys in a bowl, picked a set of keys. And that was Harry letting him know, hey, it's you and me, buddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, could be anything.
You have to be self-aware because you're in front of cameras. He thought nobody was going to catch that gesture. Because that's another thing people have to understand. He didn't think they were going to catch that gesture because he's doing it behind Meghan Markle and stuff like that.
What's wrong with you, Ron? Come on, they're lovers.
I'm just more concerned with the wasn't that woman that Meghan asked to move, and
she's a doctor, she's the director for Center
Ballet. She's the director of Center Ballet, and did you see Meg?
She said it 3 times. Don't you want to move there?
Yeah.
Don't you want to move there? It's like if I had been that lady, I would have said no.
Yeah.
You know, and put Meghan in her place. No. You know, I don't understand why that lady did that. I don't understand why that. This is what really makes me angry. Why don't people stand up to this woman? Because she's using the royal title and the fact that she's married to Harry. So people
You know what, Paula? I think because Meghan's so brazen, because she'd do it in the most odd places. Like, this woman's on a stage. She don't want to make a scene. Megan is obviously quite clearly okay to just mess with the flow. It was the most logical place for this woman last on stage to stand next to Harry, where there was a space. I feel like people just get shocked in the moment of her trying to change it whilst the cameras are flashing, so they just go with the flow. I think people are just really taken back by her. But the fact in that moment that Harry and Meghan don't even like let go of the trophy so she can move across in a nice manner, they literally hold it up so she can go beneath it, which is really demeaning. Yeah. And there's one photo where you see Meghan literally turn her back on this woman as she things in for a photo, and this director of Centre Barley is literally got Meghan's back to her as Meghan goes in for that photo. Part of me believes that director looked incredible in her cream dress, and Meghan wanted her to blend in next to her rather than stand out on the other side of Harry. So, you know, I know that's petty, but it's Meghan Markle.
Yeah, because she didn't want Harry to be in the center. She didn't want Harry to be in the center and be the one holding the trophy.
Yes.
1 second, Paula. So my cat's name is Karen. If you've got the WhatsApp number, just message on WhatsApp and I'll connect you with Paula. That's probably the easiest way. But my cat's name is Karen. As ordered.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Yeah, the link. Go to my channel. The link is in the latest videos. The link is in the latest videos.
Yeah, you'll be able to connect there.
Yeah. Please, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks so very much. I'm trying to sell the 1,000 tickets. And you know what's great? Oh my God, guys. You know, I don't know if you believe in God. I do. But it's amazing. Thank you, American Airlines. And they haven't given me anything. They're not paying me anything. But they promised to give 10 tickets so Dinah can come with 9 of her kids from her charity to help build this stuff. So we're going to film all of that. That's yes. I'm all excited about that. It's going to be 9 kids, you know, in Dinah. So I want to see Dinah in action, bossing these kids around.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what else we've got on the headline front here.
Oh, I sent you one. I sent you one because this is very interesting. Meghan Markle threw a tantrum. This is the next day, Ron. And look at her. She threw a tantrum because the next day that they went back to film, you can see that she wasn't expecting to go on the field or anything like that, right? She actually dressed more for polo that day than what she did the day before. And they weren't filming around her and she was not allowed to be there. Look, if you scroll down, look at the pictures. She was absolutely upset. And the worst part of it all is she's so inappropriate with Nacho's kid, you know, with Nacho's little girl. Why is this woman so inappropriate, you know, with this little girl who looks very uncomfortable when she, look at the difference. And there they are, you know, look at that little girl. She's like holding her hands back. She's not hugging her back, you know, but it's like, and if you scroll up, you'll see her hugging Nacho. The competition. No, if you scroll down more, Ron, you'll see her hugging Nacho, the competition. You know,
what is that?
That's Nacho's wife. But if you scroll down, you're going to see her hugging Nacho himself. There you go. It is so enough. And then it goes Harry's with his lover, allegedly.
Okay, we just talk about what's going on here. They've done this picture dirty. Every other photograph is
a normal £760 sliders.
Yeah, no, but a normal part of a hug. Do you know what I'm saying? What is going on here?
So humble.
This is a bad shot. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's a bit.
Look, go up. You just passed it. Go up there. You see there? No, where Meghan is. A little bit lower there. That's okay. Where Meghan is. And actually, there's another picture. Because Nacho is there, the wife is there, and the little girl is there. And all of them look really uncomfortable. At one point, they're all looking at Meghan Markle's like, what do we say
to
this?
That's her, like, grabbing onto a child for dear life to project her kindness.
Let me see if I can find the picture. Because the four of them are looking at her. She's just like this, you know. And they're looking at her, and she's upset. And it's like... And even the little girl, she really doesn't. And you can look at the little girl being uncomfortable. Here they clipped it because actually Nacho's in that picture with the wife. And at one point, the three of them with the little girl, they're just looking at her because they don't know what to say. I mean, and she's really upset. If you look up and you scroll up, you'll see that she's another lady's comfort. What is this woman like? 2 years of age? Go all the way up. You'll see her with the lady who's consoling her there. because she doesn't get to be in the middle. She doesn't get to be like that day wasn't about her. I mean, where are the kids? Where are her children? What do you mean? Where are the children?
Oh yeah, no.
You know what? I don't tap into the whole like the children don't exist. For me, that's just way too out there. However, I do take into account Harry's book, and Harry wrote about how Dad took him to the Spice Girls because he was mixing business and pleasure, and he was trying to kill two birds with one stone, and how that hurt Harry. And I see these pictures of Meghan and Harry just roaming the world.
I'll be honest. I when I look at all these, I don't see like a little girl not trying to hug. I see a little girl holding a bag that's probably a little bit too heavy for her to get her arm up and round someone. So I think if the bag wasn't there, it could be very much like, please don't hug me. But my impression is I can see one of her hands here around the back of Meghan, and I think it's the weight of this bag. I think hugs are very
easy. She puts people in very awkward positions because probably this little girl doesn't want to be hugged like that, Ron. She doesn't give somebody an option. And because of the title, this is what people don't understand. Because of the title, and she's married to Harry, people allow this invasion of privacy, invasion of their space.
Friends are like the Argentinian guy and his wife and her kids. Maybe they're not all friends. Maybe they've kind of met up.
I understand that, but you don't see them. I'm sure they have friends that are much longer with them, and you never see Nacho doing that. That's and I asked a psychologist friend of mine what that is, and she goes, that's a narcissistic way of love bombing somebody, making them feel special. Oh, come, let me
sure, give you sure. That is definitely correct as well. I'm just saying I'm kind of on the fence whether or not we can define the emotions of what people are feeling through these pictures. I think a little bit differently to you, but what you're saying about narcissists is 100% real. Can we identify that through this image? I'm more concerned about Prince Harry's iPhone in his back pocket, if I'm being honest. That thing.
I just sent you a picture, and you're gonna see Harry, the man whose blood whose man at the click of the camera made his blood boil. This is the perfect picture of who Harry is.
What is he doing?
He's giving the thumbs up to the Netflix to the cameras that he has. I kid you not. He's directing. That is his way of saying cut or go.
Look at the way he's standing. Like, what is that stance? He looks like he's doing aerobics. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me make it bigger. Hang on. I mean, 100% looks like he's doing an aerobics.
It went off, Ron.
I'm kidding. Look at the guy.
He's giving the thumbs up to the camera. That guy in front of him is using one of his cameras, I believe. I think that's natural.
Too funny.
The thing is, no matter what they do, no matter what they do, how many kids they hug, no matter how many Netflix, it's still Harry and Meghan. And I think when you see them hugging other children, it just shines a light on how we don't see them with their own. So we've got nothing to gauge off what's normal, what's not. We don't see these natural connections with them. We don't see real in Harry and Meghan. We don't see, you know, like Prince William going to watch Aston Villa play and take George, and we see them in the bar after. We see those. We see how he reacts with his children. So when we see Meghan, in essence, with a pawn, like just a child that's not even connected to her, how can we gauge what she is when we don't see her with her own children?
Because those are not her kids. This woman, even if she had her own kids, she wouldn't be able to. I sent you another article. She wouldn't be able to connect. You need to be a mother in order to feel like a mother. You need to have some forms of feeling. If you're able to discard the father that you have so brazenly and publicly praised for 36 plus years of your life and then drop him like that, that is cold. That is cold. I agree.
I think the whole, like, the majority agree with you. I think there's loads of people that see how cold that is and actually how dangerous that is.
No, you know, I would fight with my dad. You know, we get into fights because I would do weightlifting. I used to, you know, weightlift with him, and he was a bodybuilder and stuff like that. And it's like, Pat, well, my dad used to call me Pat. Pat, you can do 200-pound squats. And like, no, I can't, Dad. You know, and it's like, yes, you can. And then he wouldn't talk to me the whole day because I didn't go and do the squats with 200 pounds. I mean, those were our arguments, you know what I mean? Or it's like, or was it each one?
I just want to jump in and say, if you're sending any messages to the WhatsApp, I don't click on links you send me. So send me screenshots of the things you're wanting me to press the link and go and have a look at. Send me screenshots as an image in a message. No problemo. Okay, so I'm just going to jump onto this next one, Paula, right? Because it's a recurring topic, which is, of course, Harry and William. Will they? Won't they? Meghan Markle's one grievance. I mean, grievance, groveling. We are pulling out the words today. Meghan Markle's one grievance stopping reconciliation between William and Harry equals extra. Meghan Markle is said to have one demand before she agrees to make amends with William and Kate, but relations still remain incredibly strained between the Sussexes and the rest of the royal family. So I'm going to keep going through this. But I mean, what do you think goes through her mind when she acts as a gatekeeper for her grandkids, for reconciliation, for coming back to the UK? Do you think it's just testament once again to our narcissism? Do you think she's genuinely scared? Do you think there's any reality behind any of the requests that she demands? It just seems to get more ridiculous as the days go by, Paula.
You take it, Tina, for now.
Right, I can't, because my son come and asked me how's about his mincemeat, so that's why I went off camera, so I missed it all. So you're going to have to take the lead.
Oh, that's all right. So there is no way Meghan would bring the children to the UK, he added. William and Kate have suggested that Meghan and Harry bring the children and that the two couples have their families try to make up. But the suggestion is not. So there's an interesting one. Basically, it's been suggested that as I said, they would use the children as a way to get their way back in. Even Catherine and William have suggested, hey, bring the kids. Let's just start building bridges over the, our children. Holy shit.
No, they haven't. That's a headline that Meghan Markle put out, as though, because she wants people to think that.
We definitely don't know that they haven't, 100%. But allegedly, William and Catherine have said this.
I did a live yesterday, Ron. I did a live yesterday with a Spanish show, and this woman said they asked the same thing. They were talking about the same thing, that the reconciliation. And I said, people think that it's all up to Harry to determine whether he makes up with William, as though he is the one in control who holds the cards.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
and I said, that's not the way it goes. It takes two to tango. And yeah, I don't believe William wants anything to do with Harry. And then this lady goes, but it's his brother. He has to make amends because his family. And then I said to her the following, just because their family that's not a carte blanche for them to absolutely be abusive towards you, because what Harry has done is being abusive towards Prince William, towards his family, and I mean Catherine and his own children. He has belittled him in public. Oh, he's bald. That appearance of, I know that people say he looked like my mom, but that's gone because he's bald. I mean, just because you're related, it doesn't mean that you are allowed to be abusive and that people have to forgive that is absolute crap. In fact, when you commit a crime and you're related to that person, it's aggravated because it comes from a family member, somebody you trusted and who shouldn't be doing that because he's related. So when people say, will they make up, they make it sound as it's Harry who will decide if they make up or not, and that is not the case at all. I do not see Prince William, a man's man. Oh, yeah, Harry, come in over here. I don't see it, but I may be wrong. What do you think, Tina?
I just think you've got to take into account Charles's diagnosis and the kind man that I applaud William to be. Yes. And I think possibly, or my theory, if that headline is true, would be William and Catherine putting the ball in their court, and then we have all this stream of Meghan's demands and apology. They know Meghan is not going to want to come back to the UK. So in theory, them putting this seed into Harry's head, it's up to you. You bring the children. That would place Harry and Meghan in this situation. Naturally, it's placing the ball in their court. Then show yourself for what you are, because you keep saying about wanting to move forward and how much you love your family. Here you go. here's your option. But this is where they, I believe, would understand that Meghan would be like, I don't think so. Then Harry really has got to wake up and see what he's done. And but I don't know. I just feel like, you know, we applaud William and Catherine for being really balanced and fair and kind people. So with a dad with diagnosis in cancer and Catherine facing her own, you know, forgiveness and like appreciation of life is never more important in that situation, I'm guessing. But, you know, I do feel like there'd be a massive backlash anyway from the people if that... We don't want to see the royal family apologise. The royal family won't apologise to them, to be honest. But yeah, no, yeah,
I got to ask you, I'm going to put this out because they're talking very much about William and Harry. How about Meghan and her father and her family? How come the headlines are not, will Meghan ever apologise to her father?
Well, that's,
Markle. You know, how come we never hear those same headlines? They are family as well. So why can't there be that question put out in the world? Will Meghan ever apologize? Because her father is actually very ill. William and Harry are relatively young men, but we're talking about her father. All these headlines about, like, you know, well, Harry and William. How about Meghan? Will Meghan ever apologize to her father? Will Meghan ever apologize to Samantha Markle? Will Meghan ever apologize to Thomas Markle? Will Meghan ever reconcile with her family? How come we're only seeing, because why? Because Meghan wants that reconciliation with the royal family because she wants to keep the headlines and the links there with that. So I'm asking you people, why isn't anybody asking? When is Meghan going to contact her father? She's in the States.
Like I said, I done a post this morning saying about actually this is really dangerous territory if the royal family were to heal the rift with Harry and Meghan, and then the people get to align with the Thomas Markles of this world who have been forgotten and pushed aside. So I've been pushing that anyway. I've wrote letters about Thomas Markle. I see the man he is. The media are this narrative of hate towards him, which is all based off Meghan. And this is why no matter what they do, it's always damaging towards them. Because even if they step into the royal family and give them that peace, there's this big question looming over Thomas Markle. And actually, the big divide in the more damage and the more hurt that Harry and Meghan say they are is because of the royal family. So if they can find peace in their heart for the royal family and Meghan and Harry, then Thomas Markle deserves the same. So I am the biggest supporter of Thomas Markle. And, you know, someone like me who grew up without a dad, I understand how the value in just having a dad who adores you like he did, you know. There's so many people that look at Thomas Markle and wish they had even a snippet of a father like that. So you don't need to tell me about Thomas Markle and the support he should be getting, because I wholeheartedly support the Markles in that journey, you know.
Not only that, Tina, but if the royal family make up with Harry and Meghan, that's basically saying everything you've done to date, it's okay. Yeah, because they would need to issue a very public apology, because if they make up with Harry and Meghan, that's a stab in the heart to all the Markles, because mm-hmm. to this day, these people are going through a lot. You know, whatever it is that has happened, this all started with Rachel, Meghan Markle, mm-hmm. you know, but if the royal family simply says, oh, come on here, let's forget the bullying report, which, by the way, they said they will never make public, which is unlawful. Okay. Yeah. They should be making that report public, because that is if you know, and I was reading with Pidina this thing, and that there's laws in the United Kingdom that that the employees think many times before going to complain to HR or people, because they know that there's going to be an investigation and it has to be made public. The findings have to be made public to remove any liability from the company. Because if this person continues to go, if the company doesn't do anything and this person moves on to another company and bullies, or the bullying escalates in the company, then the company itself is liable because they were put on notice and they did nothing about it. This is why companies, whenever you come forth and you give agreements, before the employees used to say, oh, no, just put it on file. And the company said, now we can't do it. And the Act of 2023, which was passed and got royal assent last year in December 2023, states that once a complaint has been filed, it has to be investigated and the findings have to be made public, mm-hmm. you know. And this is, it got royal assent in December 2023. And here we have the very same royal family carried out a bullying investigation, and they're refusing to release the findings. And I'm not saying, and they think, oh, well, they don't want to tell who the employees are. They can release it without giving the employee's name and say, you know, we found that Rachel Meghan Markle did commit bullying. You know what? They were bullied. The employees that we can't disclose for their own protection, given that Meghan is of such high profile, they can't do that. Because a lot of people use that as an excuse. Oh, it's they can't disclose it because the people. Yeah, they can. They can. They just block out the numbers. Just like Meghan Markle blocks everything out and those birth certificates and birthday, you know, baptism things.
They can do a lot of things, though, can't they? But they're choosing not to, because the reality is, as much as it's they're protecting not only Harry, which, you know, some could argue for and against, but it is... You know, if it was my son, what would I do? And also, they're protecting themselves, because if they were to release that, can you imagine what Harry and Meghan are going to come back with? You know, it's just, they don't want to feed it anymore, do they? They don't want another. And who knows what Harry and Meghan have over the royal family at this point with all these conspiracies. You don't know. You know, there's something keeping them silent. And it's never complain and never explain. I agree with everything you say, Paula. But
that's wrong, KLG. That's wrong. That explanation is faulty and it's not wrong. I just told you that is wrong. That is excusing the royal family. That is absolutely wrong. The law was passed and it received royal assent in 2023 because a lot of people were going, that's a way of people excusing and putting out false information. You have to make it mandatory because if for example, if it's sexual harassment or anything like that and you come and complain, a lot of employees, they would say, oh, I don't want it to be found out. Just file it away. And then this person went on to continue that behavior to the point that something serious really happened. And then the company was an accomplice, and they were found liable under the law because sexual harassment and bullying are criminal offenses. Mm-hmm. So they're, and also civil ones, you know, you get compensation, blah, 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 if the company doesn't do something. So because the companies were being complicit with that, the law was changed in 2020. There was a bill that put forth, there was already an existing bill, but last year in December 2023, it finally got royal assent that the findings of the investigation have to be made public to remove any liability of the companies, organizations, or anything that is involved, which actually makes sense. And you can do those findings public without involving the publishing the names of the employees. So the names of the employees are protected. You can do that.
But ultimately, you are dealing with the royal family, and there's no doubt about it. They protect themselves as well. So, you know, you're not dealing with just a normal employer. You're dealing with the head of a country. You're dealing with the head of the Commonwealth. They can do what they want and hide what they want, I suppose, you know, and the UK people are not oblivious to that, you know, and it is wrong, but I don't think you're going to get what you're searching for that, because there's a reason why they're not releasing it. And whatever that may be, you've got no control over that, you know? But we will still come out and support them and go against Harry and Meghan and stick up for the Markles. That's, you know.
And also because it has legal implications. Don't forget that Jason Kanoff and the email that he sent to HR, the palace, for about a whole year prior to it being made public. He sent the first email he sent is saying, listen, Meghan Markle has this person in her sights. I'm worried that she's going to do the same that she did to this ex person. Do the laws on the anti-bullying apply to the principals? The principals are their senior royals, right? Yeah. Because basically saying, do these laws, I'm worried that she's going to do the same thing that she did to this person. So they already knew what Meghan Markle was doing. This is allowing criminal behavior because they already were complicit with that by not coming out and saying, Meghan, you can't do this. You can't do this. You know, and Prince William's answer was, oh, we're just going to step away. We're going to break the palace. We're going to move out. We're going to get our own people. But he let these other people out in the cold. And I've done videos about this because I criticized Prince William with that. He should have said, the palace should have said, Meghan, you can't do this. You can't do this. But this, and so therefore, by allowing this behavior to continue with different employees, is exactly what I was saying to you earlier on, and what that bill is about, that they can't be complicit, because if they already have been made aware of criminal behavior, you know, they are supposed to handle it, deal with it, to stop it. You know, usually there's an investigation, you stop it, you do whatever it is. And you sort it out, but they allowed it to continue. And the response of the palace was, oh, we're going to get new employees. So it's new, fresh meat for Meghan Markle to harass and bully, allegedly.
All right. Well, let us know what you guys think in the side chat. We've covered a lot of ground in today's show. We're going to keep today's show at an hour. We're just approaching that hour now. I just want to say, everybody, thank you so much. We're kind of wanting to build on this format a little bit. On Wednesday, I'm going to be doing like a couple of trials Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of a second afternoon show, starting probably about 3 o'clock, something like that. And I'll keep these all posted on that. But listen, thank you very much for all being here. Okay. And tomorrow we'll be back at 12:30. Make sure you guys slap a like, make sure you're subscribed. You okay, Paula?
Yeah. Look at the Evie rap.
Yes, Dragon
Slayer has a bombshell. After his investigation, he has discovered that Harry came in on an A1 head of state visa and has been given all the perks that come with that, including security.
Yeah. I mean, it's not surprising.
No.
But it's shocking. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I feel like, duh, well, we all should have known that, but damn, how's he getting away with that? Do you know what I mean? But fantastic work to the one and only, the man himself, the nerd of nerds, the one and only George the Giant Slayer, George the Dragon Slayer.
He's awesome. I love him. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do.
He's a good guy. Yeah. Listen, no, we'll go a bit longer. It's okay. I got sucked.
You should pull out that headline that I sent you. The last one.
It's coming up with an ad blocker. It's saying that I've got an ad blocker on, and I've been. Oh no, I've got it off. I've done it. Yes, I fixed it. There. That's what I've been staring at and stressing about for, and not been saying anything for the last 10 minutes, trying to fix this. So here you go, Paula. Sorry about that. There you are. Let me get this comment down. There you are. Prince Harry's PR team are stage managing his public appearance to avoid gotcha moments amid Sussex's dwindling popularity. Royal experts say that the Duke dodges his live streams carefully, choreographs his attendance at events, charging up to $1,200 a ticket. Yeah, damn. Oh, this is life coaching. Yeah, oh.
Scroll down because he actually went on this live and talked about Santevale there. He went on a live and he talked about Santevale and how his mother did the AIDS thing and how Africa was in his heart, how Santevale meant the world to him. And this is why I sent you the other headline, with Liqueso, where she hasn't gotten 1 cent. And Santevale has been plagued with scandals and mismanagement of funds.
Have you seen that? Free Meg's palace staff.
I've seen bits of it, and like people were paying £1,600 a ticket or something. And he didn't go on the live link because he was too like tired, and it was about burnout. Was it in the corporate world?
Oh, that's brilliant! That's brilliant, Harry. Touché. Touché.
Speaking to people about being burnt out in the corporate world.
Actually genius.
And he couldn't even turn up to the live that they paid £1,600 for. Am I right, Paula?
Absolutely right. Yeah. Everything has to be recorded because he can't be. You know what's so funny? For example, we have here on the chat, there's clearly a few sugars there. They don't understand the privilege they have that they're allowed to comment on any stream because Harry and Meghan do not allow any live questions, any comments on any of the live streams, even on Meghan American Riviera Orchard, comments are not allowed. So for those of you who come here, Paula Taylor, for example, you know, like all of these people, they come and throw hate at us or criticize us or whatever, but you're able to do it. You can't do it with Harry and Meghan because everything is choreographed like that headline. Say, if you scroll down a little bit more, Ron.
Yeah, Ron. Yeah, I'm here.
Keep going. That's with Mindy Kaling. Can you imagine Harry went from taking pictures with proper A-lister presidents and other royalty to the likes of sharing the stage with Mindy Kaling, a D-list actress who had small parts at The Office and the United States and stuff like that. I mean, that's who he is.
No. She was a legend up until The Office ended, all right? This is Kelly from The Office. He will always be a legend, okay? But is she not doing a lot of production and directing now? Producing? I think she is.
Nobody knows who she is. If she walks down the street, nobody will know who she is. Most people have to Google her name.
Right. No.
What I'm saying is that Harry went from proper A-listers to this. But people here on the chat, why don't you go and try to comment on American Riviera Orchard or any of the live streams that Harry does? You're not allowed.
Ron, Rose's Cottage said, Ron, guys, George did not say that he said he's still looking into it. I watched it and George said he's 90% sure that that's the case.
So, okay.
Rose's Cottage said, do not risk being sued. So we need
to allegedly in the past there. Yeah, so yeah, absolutely. I was just reading what was put on the screen there. Yeah. So I wasn't, you know, directly quoting.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine
paying £1,600 and you're told that's false advertising and you're told that you're going to be on a live stream with Harry? And you know, when Meghan did the Texas thing, they allowed the comments up to a certain point and then they turned off the comments.
Yeah.
I mean, people are paying £1,600 for a live stream, not even in person thing. You know what I mean? Allegedly. Yeah. Thank you, Winnie.
Yeah. So again, I mean, maybe you're completely right, but. Again, I think she's a cult classic. Do you know what I'm saying? If you like The Office, you'll know who she is. Do you know what I mean?
But then you're right. Harry upset, though, because she put under this picture she put up of him saying that she's got a picture with Meghan's husband and he's pretty cool. He didn't even get a reference to who he was, his name. Just like Meghan's husband at this point. Yeah. Like, he's just become sort of so beneath whatever he was before. Like, the spare he has become.
And I'll ask you this. In the article, it says the Duke of Sussex is thought to be working with his PR advisor, Sir Archwell, who are his PR company, is it WME, to do all he can to manage photographs and videos from his public appearances, because now he charges, with any output being edited by Archwell or event organizers before being released. This week, Harry was not on the free live stream of a Better Up event. I call it Better Down, not Better Up. Event in San Francisco, meaning an in-person ticket costing more than £1,200 was the only way to see him. You know, and Netflix revealed last night that the couple will be Netflix has never, and this is again misinformation, Netflix has never revealed that the couple will be executive producers on two new shows. It was Archwell. They released this through Archwell. This is bad journalism, which commentators said was also a nod to them staying in control. Okay, so, you know, and on Wednesday, Harry appeared at a San Francisco summit. A summit, he's not in a summit. There's no heads of states involved there. Held by life coaching firm Better Down, okay? And it was live streamed via their website for free, but then you have to pay to be a member to be, so it's not free, because if you're not a member and if you're not paying at least $499 for the app or whatever, so it's not free. Mm-hmm. You know, but Harry did not appear in any videos, and in-person tickets sold out despite being $1,595, almost $1,600 each.
You know? It's wild. It's wild. I mean, again, it's to be too burnt out to do a live stream on being burnt out is wild. It's wild. But it's just testament once again. Do you think that that was just a sense of grandeur, Paula? You think it was, you know, why should he have to interact with the little people?
Well, but I thought that that's why they were leaving. Didn't Meghan famously said, I don't want to be, we should be linked, not ranked? And how they were going to work with grassroots people, how the palace staged and managed everything, their image. That was one of the biggest grievances, because they wanted to be authentic. How does Meghan speak that, Tina? Authentic, real. I'm a real person, real tears. I mean,
if she was authentic, we wouldn't even be here speaking today. Can I just say, because I think I've upset a few Americans by saying £1,600, I mean dollars. Like, I'm on UK terms.
Yeah.
It's just a natural language to go, so £1,200.
Yeah. Just say $1,600 and let everybody decide what currency it is. That's the best way.
If it was my kids, they'd be well into this because of YouTube and they're like all American and they're on it, but I'm not.
It's all dollars on YouTube. It's wild.
No, it's disgusting. I mean, it's disgusting. And you know what? Animals don't lie. I got to tell you something. I'm going to show you something wrong here. I'm going to see if I can show it. Okay, here. This little clip. That's Harry. The horse don't like him. He even thanks to him, he killed a horse because he played with this pregnant horse that he was told not to play with, and then the horse ended up having a heart attack, and the little horse that was inside also died. thanks to him. And then he bought, listen to this. So this is what, guys, what I'm telling you, that Buckingham Palace has been managing his image. He threw the biggest tantrum when he was told you can't play it on that pregnant horse, because he's actually very rough with the horses. He made a horse bleed with his, they usually don't have those spurs.
The spurs, okay, yeah.
And he, you can see how he made the horse bleed, because it was a white horse and the horse didn't want many horses do this to him. So he was told, and he threw the biggest tantrum. So of course they allowed him to go on the horse, and the horse, he's so brutal with the animals. And then the horse ended up having a heart attack right after that. They had to get him off the horse. And you know what Buckingham Palace did? They published an article, Prince Harry heartbroken over his horse dying.
Yeah.
So guys, his image has been curated by Buckingham Palace. And if anything, I blame Buckingham Palace for being completely dishonest about what the evil, you know, that alien they put into the world kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm just keeping up with the side chat here. Keep in, if you want to get us any questions into us, everybody, just slap a question and then your question before we come.
Yeah, look at my cat's name is Karen. Has Polo was pregnant? I mean, you see, animals really don't. I mean, for a horse not to want, you know, I deal with horses. For a horse to do that to you, they really don't like you.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good look in a polo match, I'm not going to lie.
And he used to punch them. He used to punch him, but because he was in public, he didn't do it.
Hang on, let me just grab an allegedly here. There'll be one in the back catalog.
Allegedly, but no, we saw is not alleged. We saw the horse throwing him off.
Oh yeah, that's not alleged. That's facts. That horse was like, no, nobody. Time to go.
I agree with you, Evie Rapp. PETA should totally be protesting and his abuse. And this guy is horrible with animals, you know, unlike Prince William. Prince William loves animals, and you can see when animals like you, you know. You never see a dog around Meghan Markle, like proper dog. What do you think, Tina?
To be honest with you, I just think, you know, there's a lot of arguments for polo and horse racing in general, isn't there, for cruelty? So obviously I've seen the stuff with Harry and it's not great, is it? And this, it's just not a good look at all. And it's really sad, you know, that this is the thing, you know, like when I see Harry playing polo and all the cameras there watching him because of his family, because that's the only reason the cameras are there, because he's cashed in and because of who his family is. I just think when he's on this horse and playing polo, does he not think of where this all began and how he's got this refined life because of them, because of that title above his name? You know, it's just, you know, I just, yeah, it's just boggles my mind, all of it, really. So yeah, it's not nice to be cruel to any animal. But then, you know, he seemed to meet Megan, who had a dog with two broken legs, so they seem to fit well together, you know.
I forgot about the double broken-legged dog.
I mean, how do you get a dog to break both legs?
Oh, I could give you 101 reasons.
No, but this is from a woman. No, but let's not forget that Meghan Markle is perfect.
In my head, the most logical reason, right, is you get out of bed to take a wee at like 3 a.m, right? You're half asleep. You put your heavy-footed foot down and lift up with all your weight, not realizing that those two little dogs' tender legs are underneath you. Now, the reason I say this, I have a massive black German Shepherd who likes to sleep at the side of the bed, who has almost been crushed to death on multiple occasions by myself. And that's about the only way I could imagine it, right? So that would be my 2 cents answer.
Is a Megan is perfect.
Sleeping incident.
Well, the legs may not even have been broken, let's be honest. They might have just been bandaged up just to play on some kind of sympathy victim, you know.
But it's a bit weird.
The whole thing is, though, that Megan projects herself to be perfect, that nothing like that would happen in her world. Just like she said about the photo failed from Princess Catherine. Oh, Megan, it would never happen to Megan, because Megan's such attention to detail, you know. So this woman portrays something that it's not. She's not perfect. She's phony as hell.
She doesn't pay any attention to creases in her outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Girl needs an iron, okay? Girl needs an iron.
Is her enemy.
But then that's another thing. They overspeak. They've spoke that much since they walked away. Like, we know it all. And every word they speak or have spoken, there's a counteractive balance where it goes against them because they just have not stopped, have they? You know, and as for the children, I just, we all thought in the UK, I think, that Harry would leave and he'd, you know, get a ranch somewhere and just live this lovely life of freedom away from the press and deal with, like, you know, and be there for his kids. And to watch him, I probably here, there and everywhere, it's just really sad and the opposite to what we thought he was going to get and from this. So, yeah.
I think you're right, because that's kind of the vision I had was he's a royal family. And be even Great. Better than they could have been in the royal family. Yeah. And because I felt like this was Harry. No, I don't. I think that's a lie. I kind of see and feel now this could have been Harry's alternative to the crown, being the modern prince who left the family and carved his legacy that way. And the only thing that comes to mind is like that wah, 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 wah noise when I think about Harry, when I try and explain things like that, because he did not do that.
And like you said earlier, Paula, with the landmines in Diana, what they're doing with the polo is a far cry from Diana and the landmines. Now, I remember the landmines picture. I remember being on the paper. I remember her cradling that baby with AIDS, and it was groundbreaking. It really was. And it wasn't a moment where you the camera, although Diana was in that picture, it was real awareness to that cause, because it was like, oh my God, you know, and this is what they could have done. They could have took the cameras. They could have gone in and spoke to children who suffered with child grief like Harry did, because there's a lot of children that suffered the same as him, but didn't have the same, you know, hand down as what he did in life. They could have really took the cameras in there, or like Meghan, if race was really an issue, there's many young girls that suffer because of their skin color being different. They really could have shined a light like Diana did in that way, but they shone the light, just projected it like solely over them. And it's just, the ranch that we all thought they were going to go and get, it's never happened. And this is why people are like, how, you know,
we often talk about how there was no social media when Diana was doing what she was doing. It was for the cause, the newspapers that were covering it. And it's almost like we subconsciously dilute down the power of social media when we say that, because even though Harry and Meghan could have, you know, left the royal family and done all this, they could have done it through the power of social media with and being unfiltered from the news, if you see what I'm saying. And they chose to do something completely different. There's a lot of discussion about kangaroos. I often say that I would quite like to fight a kangaroo, like in a boxing match, right? Because some of them are ripped. Right, some of these animals.
Some of them are beasts.
Like, some of them look like they've been on the roids for years, and it's one of those. Do you know when the intrusive thoughts come into your head? Right, every time I see a kangaroo, I'm just like, let's go, you and me, right now. And it's on the telly. Obviously, there's no kangaroos running about Scotland, but I often.
You know another thing, Ron. You know another thing. How Princess Diana, because she knew how William and Harry had such privileged life, she would take them to. She would take him to like McDonald's and all these things to be normal. Harry and Meghan are doing completely the opposite to those children if they exist. They're keeping them completely isolated, living in a world that it has nothing to do with reality. You know, can you imagine the psyche of these two children? Because unfortunately, we've seen a lot of Harry and Meghan right now. Meghan spent the whole day at polo and then at night at dinners. Where are those children? Yeah. You know, but the part, okay, fine, where are those children? But the thing is that, why don't they do that? Like Princess Diana would bring the kids all along, you know, and go out in the public, take them to supermarkets and everything. And they don't do that. Now, if Harry had done this, which is get out of the royal family and get camera crew, his crew, follow him back to Africa, work with Sentebale for a few months, you know, actually really work with them to show what they're doing, like Princess Diana did. Princess Diana would invest a whole year in this, like, and the cameras were following him. But go do that. Or you know what? With Travelist, get into the camp, get your crew and travel the world in commercial flights and show the advantages of doing commercial flights or alternate options of, you know, RVs or solar RVs to make it sustainable. Well, what do? They get private planes everywhere because they're too full of themselves. They're just too good for that. That is beneath them. you know, but why didn't he do that? Why didn't he grab right now? He went on that. That really infuriated me because he used Princess Diana. He said, oh, I follow my mother's footsteps with AIDS. AIDS was dear to my mom, and I'm doing that with Santa Vale. And I'm like, no, not according to Lequezo and most people there. And why doesn't he go there and work on that? That's what he should be using, because those are the things that he said he couldn't do with the royal family because everything was stage managed. But and what is he doing? He's in Palm Spring, a very privileged area surrounded by billionaires flying private planes, you know, yeah, and still not doing anything to help anybody. Meghan could have gone back to Rwanda because she got that gig with Rwanda just to curate her image. She could have gone back to Rwanda in a commercial flight, showing people how you fly in commercial, the advantages of that. Go back to Rwanda and say, hey.
I get your point. I do get your point, but they've done nothing on any level, Paula. This is the thing. I mean, even if they've done a really bad job, right? Let's say they're trying, but they've done a really bad job. They've not even tried to do a bad job of awareness through who they are, apart from if it has a paycheck. Do you see what I'm saying? Whereas that was never the ethos of Diana.
But then this is the thing. I did a post the other day where I basically said maybe the shadow of Princess Diana. I think when, because she was who she was and she had such an effect, can I say, without social media, she created that without the power of social media. And I feel like the shadow of her and this legacy that we all thought the boys were going to be, like this extension of their mom, just because she is their mom, it doesn't mean the same genetics and the same love of doing that will follow through. We see that in William, in the charities he touches. We used to see it in Harry when his whole demeanor was narrated by the royal family. But since they walked away, they had a choice to show us who they are and what they want to achieve. And now it boils down to us seeing Harry on a polo field. So just because your mom's Princess Diana, it doesn't mean that you want to help with charities. And that's okay. That's fine. Yeah. Just own that shit. Don't come out here, make it, sorry about the language, preaching to the world and hanging off her legacy when you do the opposite, you know? And that's the thing. Just because your mom's Princess Diana, it don't mean to say you've got it in you to want to do the same. And I think that's what the people are seeing when they see him rock up on a polo field. You know, it's not anything that we believed he would do or because of Diana.
Do you think then we're in the wrong for trying to push what we think he should be doing because of who his mother was? Do you think it's our mindset? And I don't mean that in a negative way, like we're bad people for thinking this, but do you think a little bit we were disappointed and let down, and that's why we keep going back to it? Because that's kind of how I feel. I feel like if I feel like he's let his mom down a little bit, right? But at the same time, you're allowed to carve your own path, right? You got to learn from that.
No, because they're the ones who said that's the path they want to follow. Yeah. It's not that we're making it up. Okay. They have gone and said, we want to follow this path because the royal family, they don't. They're bureaucratic. They don't let us save people. We want to follow my mom. Harry was just
talking about
how he wanted to follow the mom. No.
Knowing this bombshell information, okay, then that's wild. So it just, again, just in case you're new here, I'm the guy who does not claim to know what he's talking about on this show, okay? On the show, okay? So when I say something and then 2 seconds later change my mind because Paula corrects me, that's because I'm learning in real time, okay?
But that's Megan said herself, look at their statements on Sussex Royal. Oh, we want to work with grassroots organizations. Service is universal. You don't own the word royal. Service is universal. We don't need to be part of the royal family to do real service, because not only did they say that they were going to do service, they said they were going to do real service, unlike the royal family.
Damn.
And that's the thing. They come out setting the bar this high. They've not even scratched it. And that was what they, if they had to come out and said, you know what? I don't want to give a life service. I just want to enjoy my family. I want to do celebrity. At least that would have been authentic. And I think the people, whatever, would have at least respected the honesty. But instead, we've had them hanging on to Diana and the good they want to achieve whilst we watch them not even try. You know, they've touched upon it. Yeah. They've literally just been throwing mud at a wall and hoping it'll stick. We watched them start off with Brooklyn in the schools. They tried that for a little bit. It didn't work out. So then they moved on to somewhere else, and that's what it's been. They've never consistently supported one charity where they've constantly fed into that. It's just this constant gluing themselves to something they think that will work. And this is where it's fell short. And this is why the people are not gauging a humanity, a authenticity, and that's why people are just feeling odd. It's an uncomfortable watch.
Well, Lady Ellen, do you expect me to know all knowledge of all subjects throughout all time? I'm learning in real time here, okay?
And also, it's my show. Questions.
Yeah, also, it's my show. I can use whatever excuses I want. I have the power. Okay, that is my right as host. Okay?
You want to pull a Harry? You want to pull a Harry? You want to control everything?
Yeah, that's it. I'm going drunk with power. Okay, it's been over a year now. That's it. You're seeing the dark side. Let's go. Like, listen, we've got a little bit of time left, so get some more questions in. And it's been our good show, Paula. I've been doing a lot of reading and looking at things whilst the show's been going on. So if anyone thinks I'm
Tina said, Tina, you're absolutely right. Have they gotten out and said, we're going to exploit the royal titles? Because that's what's happening. I wish I had a royal title. I can guarantee you, I wish I had a royal title. My tickets would go like that. And no matter how much I lied, people would still be defending me. Because, she's a royal. You know, I still see some people here in the chat, that Fred White, bro. I don't know how you pronounce his name or something like that. I don't know everything. And let me make a pledge here. I'm going to be like Andrew from POV. If you show me one picture, when he said, if you show me one picture, this is Andrew. If you show me one picture of Meghan pregnant with her belly like Demi Moore, I'll shut down my channel. But no, if anybody comes at me and shows me proof that everything I've said is wrong, I will gladly go and call out each and every one of my videos and apologize.
That's it. Paula is about the truth. Trust me. Okay. If Paula was some crazy hate-filled lady, right? I would have known a long time ago. Okay, she's here for the truth. All right.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna send you the clips now, Ron, of the interview with the former domestic staff. Okay, those are not my words.
Yeah, no, we're getting
those are not my words. I want to make it clear, those are not my words. It's an interview. This lady has been verified, horribly to her detriment, because I almost gave her a heart attack. That indeed she was a former staff there. I'm not gonna say how many months, because then they're gonna know who she is, right? Because it's a revolving door in that home. But I have interviewed her, and I have verified that she did work there for quite a few months. Okay.
Carry on. Yeah, well, this is another thing. Paula done things to verify, and even went to the point of making sure we wouldn't be sued for a couple of videos that we're working on. I've never looked into whether I'm going to get sued or not. So she goes an extra layer than I do. But listen, we've got a question for the panel here. Do you think the lack of action from the palace is due to them knowing this is the real Harry, and they don't know how to control it because he's away from the folly? And that is from our wonderful Queenie.
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, what do you think?
It could be. It sounds like, again, it sounds like a cutscene in the Netflix series in my head that is Meghan and Harry, where they're like, the public are seeing the real Harry now, King. What shall we do? I do not know. And then it just cuts to the next episode. Do you know what I mean? It could be. It's a plausible one. It could be a plausible one.
You know, I just want to answer something, because you're saying, where is that interview with the former staff? I had to wait for YouTube. I had to wait for YouTube to tell me no. I had to wait for YouTube, because I sent it to YouTube. I said, listen, would I get in trouble if I publish this? So they asked me to send it, and they take forever to answer. And then they reviewed it with their, because YouTube is very picky. You know that, Ron, right? So I said, if I can send you something in advance, and they were kind enough and they reviewed it, but they took forever to review it. And they say, you can go ahead and publish it. But we would advise for you to change, you know, to protect this person, you know, do you what you can to protect this person, because there's an NDA involved, and make this person aware that there could be repercussions. So I already said all of this to this person,
just to be clear as well, that's the way Paula would react to the 10th time she's been asked that. If you want to know the truth, it's still in production. Question answered. All right. So there you go. So we're not making up any stories here. It's just some things are so juicy. Okay. If you don't wait for them to ripen, you just ruin the fruit. Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to get you involved soon. And Ron is going to help me out. Ron is going to help me out because it's the next step. I have to send it to Ron because I don't know how to alter the voices or anything like that. Yeah. So I have to send it to Ron so he can help me out with that.
The window keeps blowing shut and giving me a fright. It's done it like twice while we've been live. It's very, very startling. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm absolutely excited. We need to find some in the news sector with connections. Now, Ron, listen, just relax. No, Ron's not the guy.
I'm trying to convince the lady to come into Ron's channel, you know, because she's just, because she doesn't want to do lives because her English is not that great. But I said, you know, we would protect you.
Yeah, it's easy. Don't worry.
Can we?
Maintaining your anonymity on the internet through your voice or face when you can turn a camera off and augment your voice. And I don't mean lower the pitch so that you can then play it at a different pitch and then we'll hear your real voice. I mean through actual voice encryption.
I just want to ask you something because I didn't quite get this headline. What is it with Thomas Markle that he was being trashed about something? Was this stupid Jeremy Kyle?
I think it was something. Somebody was talking about Jeremy Kyle and I think possibly the Daily Mail. If any of the listeners can confirm whether or not I imagined that, you can let us know.
I didn't get that. So because Tom did a live and making fun of Meghan, and then apparently this Jeremy Kyle mocked him or something like that. Was it like that?
Yeah, there's been a few on the Jeremy. I don't know what show he's actually on. I just flicked onto it. You sent me that video, that one where he was speaking about...
No, but that was about Samantha. But apparently
about Thomas Markle Jr. And he's done this video of Meghan in a wig. It's funny. You can't. Like, it's funny. But they're taking this harsh stance that it's wrong and he shouldn't be cashing in and it doesn't reflect well. And it, you know, I'm not a Meghan Markle fan, but still it's wrong to do that to her. And the whole tone of his voice is like they're beneath him and the way he speaks. Kins is on there and she's, you know, she's trying to navigate Jeremy Kyle. He's got a very harsh opinion and she's sort of, she didn't reflect very well. In a way, I think someone said in the comment, in the way, you know, but what can she do? You know, she's an interview when you've got one side really going against him. Yeah. It, you know, she's trying to balance that off as well, I suppose. But
it's live. The show is live too, right? From what I understand.
Lady Eileen said, it's Tina, it's not funny. I think it is. Sorry. Like, it's just lighthearted. It's not... After everything Meghan's done, I'd rather watch Thomas Markle Jr. put a wig on and a baby bump than watch her family be destroyed and a queen
Correct.
Go to a grave Plus, underneath.
He put a baby bump. He put a baby bump on.
I'm just saying, that's her brother. He gets a pass on. Yeah. Like if one of us done it, you know, I'm sure we'd have a lot to say about it. But I mean, again, it's a brother. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, his sister has. Destroyed him to the core along with his family and his father, and he's witnessed the actual reality, the upbringing, the love, all of this, and now he is dealing with the aftermath by caring alongside with his dad. Make sure you follow Tina on TikTok as well.
Everyone is saying about to us, you don't know this situation. They do. They live it every day, watching people like Jeremy Kyle speak on his dad, and they've watched their dad be dragged out onto the TV, desperate to see his grandchildren before he... Like, there's a reality to how they live, and if that projects out in Thomas Markle Jr. in a bit of a way, which is a parody, that's what it is, and we do have different sense of humours, because to me, Thomas Markle Jr. doing that, opposed to what I've watched the royal family and the Markles actually mentally go through on a serious level, I think I'd rather watch a parody than watch a queen and Prince Philip die in that way. You know.
Well, listen, again, I am putting all of my energy, my magical powers, everything into hoping that Camilla has a baby and that is going to be the wild card for 2024. And I'm putting it out there. I'm just saying, right? I'm just saying. Because that will derail everything. Yes. Well, listen, we have now hit the hour 33 minute. I just want to say a big shout out once again to everyone on Twitter, 846 of you on Twitter, 708 on YouTube, and 25 on the Facebook. Congratulations, guys. We are smashing it every night on the show. So please, 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 please come and join us tomorrow. We'll be live every single day at 12:30 UK time. And yeah, can't wait to see you all there. So yeah, thank you again to Tina. Thank you again to Paula. Sean has started a new, I think it's twice weekly live stream, Breakfast with the Atwoods. It's freaking adorable. The man thinks cutting up a grapefruit is cooking. It's fascinating to watch him eat his breakfast. You need to watch a man eat rocket with his hands. It's the best. So yeah. No, Rosie, not in my crazy thought process. It's not in the mad Netflix series of Ron's brain. Okay, it would be Camilla's baby. Okay, wild card. All right, love you guys. See you tomorrow. Take it easy.
Bye. Cheers. Bye. 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 Bye.